For us to turn our attention to Mula Monday. Excited. Peter Kukumur of Coronation Fund Managers joins us once again. Today, we're going to be talking about the financial and economic impact or fallout from the unrest that we saw in KZN in Gauteng. Very important for those of you who may have your personal investments to consider, but that may well be intertwined with your business investments that could have been compromised and the like. Peter Kukumur joins us, Head of Personal Investments at Coronation Fund Managers.
Breakfast with Refilwe Mulato
on Cape Talk.
Peter, welcome back to the show. I kicked off with a little bit of a narrow perspective. I think even people whose businesses weren't compromised were impacted by the overall impact on markets in South Africa. Good morning. Help us understand how those 2 weeks of absolute civil unrest impacted our financial portfolios.
Good morning, Refilwe. The events were tragic and they were harrowing to live through, but if you look at financial market results over the month of July, you can't really notice any meaningful impact. The markets have essentially taken the view that this was, albeit extreme, a one-off event that has been brought under control quickly and will be kept under control. And I can just give you a few stats. If you look at the bond market, the yield curve didn't move. If you look at the share prices of some of the retailers that are in our portfolios at the moment that were directly impacted, they were actually up over the month. ShopRite, Dis-Chem, Woolworths are the sort of companies I'm thinking about, still up very strongly this year. In the case of the Dis-Chem, 50%, Woolworths close to 40% so far this year, ShopRite about 12%. If you look at the overall JSE All Share Index, month to date up 2.7% compared to the Global Emerging Markets Index, that's negative. The RAND declined a bit, down about 4% for the month. But if you compare it to the Brazilian Real, for example, that went down 4.5%. So most of that move was due to, call it, global risk appetite, general movements, dollar strength, rather than the domestic events. So it may be quite surprising if you don't follow the markets closely, but there actually isn't even much of a blip in the formal record that if you look back on the time series that you will notice the unrest in market returns.
And Peter, I think that's really important to remind ourselves of. I think many people see the vacillations or the shifts in headlines within South Africa and incorrectly presume, oh, investors, what about the investors? Investors are far more mature, I suppose, than the days when Mandela would sneeze and the rand would topple. They are long-term investors, as we should all be, and I guess they have an ongoing confidence within the country.
That is true. The one thing that I must say is that the events are still unfolding, and all the long-term implications are as yet unclear. And certainly, what was dented this month was confidence in government's ability to protect vital infrastructure and other assets. And one of the things that that's very scarce in South Africa that we don't have enough of is investments. And clearly, this didn't help. This is not going to help the ticker box in an investment decision-making program to commit to new assets, especially in the areas most affected, especially in KZN.
Do you have a view then how this impacts the president's very ambitious plan to get hundreds of billions of dollars of investment into the country, specifically in infrastructure?
Look, it's a setback, but it doesn't necessarily have to completely derail the program. But what is much more important is evidence of decisive action being taken. And I must say, last night's speech went some way down that path to help to restore confidence to some extent, with a very resolute and decisive president talking about relief both for those that are really struggling as a result of the lockdown, economic fallout and other reasons, but also very strong support for the businesses affected in terms of further relief. So I think that may help. to keep us on the right path.
Massive tax incentives, both from a hiring perspective, excise tax for liquor traders as well. The question that's on everybody's lips is, where in the world is all this money coming from? The IMF is very concerned that our budget doesn't actually reflect the kind of capacity that we're kind of throwing money around with. We've extended the SRD to the 350 Rand SRD to next March. You know, it's only 350 Rand in absolute, but in relative terms, the collective is large.
Yeah, so the one thing that does help a little bit is that the performance of the economy is a lot better, despite the unrest in July, than was anticipated last year. And it's mostly the result of a massive commodities boom. Fueled by a reopening world and global economic growth that is running at a faster rate than was expected a year ago. That obviously means that tax revenues are better than expected, and as a result, there is a little bit of room to move. You know, clearly, fiscal discipline is important, and you want to see a fine balance, but I think at the moment we're still reasonably okay as far as that's concerned, given the windfall of additional tax revenues not sort of penciled in at the time of the October medium-term budget, but even things are even looking a lot better than it did at the time of the February budget earlier this year.
All right. Cool heads should hopefully prevail for the rest of us in the way that we manage our personal investments. You always tell us to focus on the long game. And so, Peter, we'll continue to watch those developments.